Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. Man, it is a big day. This is the day that we've been waiting for quite some time. And it's interesting because everything that we've been talking about with this election has really been leading up to this moment. Like, what, where we are today and what we will know by tomorrow, there's a lot that could change. And all you have to do is look back to the last debate that we saw with Biden, and everything changed. Like, the course of American history changed with that debate.
It was all leading up to that moment, and then that, because it was such a big deal, has led to a new moment. And it's so weird because this debate didn't have to be that big moment. Kamala Harris's team...
This debate
did not have to be as big of a moment as it's going to be. Kamala Harris's team has made it a big event by basically blacking out any press conferences or interviews up until now. So, yes, America wants to hear from you. You're a major political candidate who will not talk to the press unscripted. And so this is a big event because of that.
The YouTube live chat poll for today: how will the presidential election end? Is it going to be a landslide one way or the other, or is it going to be a close win one way or the other? I think that we are, there's like what you internally think that's going to happen, and then there's what you're not willing to admit out loud yet because you don't want to jinx it or whatever. But this event tonight will definitely have a lot to do with the outcome, in my opinion. We were talking with Tim Murtaugh earlier in the 12 o'clock hour. He's a Donald Trump advisor. He was talking about the CNN K-file report last night that they delivered, and we're gonna play that for you here, and we're gonna go through piece by piece what happened in 2019. The thing that was filled out by Kamala Harris in 2019. We're gonna talk about that. But first, I want to get to our thoughts on this poll. Yours are coming in here. The comments. We've got Tom who says, "I fully believe it's going to be a landslide victory for Democrats, just based on Dobbs, which is the abortion ruling. But I also understand what's at stake. So that's what Tom said. Dale said, no matter how it goes, if Kamala shows up and breathes, they will declare her the winner. I guess he's talking about the debate. That's not really a comment, I don't think, about the poll. Russell said, I chose Trump, but close. Don't underestimate ABC. ABC?
The network.
ABC. Like,
I know.
Whose initials are those?
What does that mean?
Ryan, what do you think? The presidential election, if you had to put some money down on something right now, where's your best bet?
Yeah, I had to think about this one quite a bit because it depends on how you define landslide. I do think it's possible that either one of the candidates, although I would lean toward Trump,
I think a landslide victory will be determined on election night.
Like, the definition of landslide will be determined on election night?
I mean, that's my definition of it. If it's a close election, it's going to take days to find out who the winner is, which is what we are used to.
Yeah.
But if it's a landslide, then when the numbers are coming in the swing states, it's not...
It won't.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
We don't need days.
You'll know.
You don't need to count the overnight pipe-breaking 4 a.m. ballots. Those won't matter enough.
Right.
Unless you have a bunch of them.
God willing, we won't have any pipe-breaking 4 a.m. votes. But I do believe that we are past a season where we will see landslides. So you could see an electoral college landslide, but I don't think you're going to see...
But that's the only landslide that matters.
Well, popular vote. So if
popular vote doesn't matter.
If you don't care about the popular vote, then
done
I'm going to say...
Insignificant.
If we're just defining it as electoral college, then I'm going to say, yeah, Trump could, and I will say Trump will win in a landslide.
Landslide, you think 300 plus electoral votes, is that landslide territory?
Yeah.
If every single person in California and New York vote for Kamala Harris, that's the same outcome as if one more person votes for Kamala Harris.
Exactly.
There's no difference. So there is no significance to the percentage of vote when it comes to results due to said electoral college. So, where do you put landslide?
Yeah, above...
You need 270 to win.
Above 300. Look, if the majority of the swing states go toward either candidate, I would say that's a landslide. If they're split, then it's going to be close. But if you have, like, the entire Rust Belt goes red or blue, that will be a landslide. And I do think that's very possible.
So, electoral votes?
Electoral votes, number. I'll say above 320.
320.
Mm-hmm.
300, you're like, solid victory.
Solid victory.
320.
Overwhelming
Stevie Nicks.
Overwhelming Stevie Nicks Fleetwood Mac victory.
That's about all I can say from that genre of music, but I did know that.
Good job.
More comments here from people coming in. Gary said, Trump, close call. I'd like to see a landslide, but the red wave disappointment has made me cautious. Betsy says, close for Trump. Problem is, I am praying for no cheating in a fair election. This is my biggest fear and concern. And Doug said, as bad as she is, I still think Harris will win. Don't underestimate the amount of manipulation the Dems are willing to do. They've been shameless about it for years. And HW said, close Trump win. All right, Brad, what do you think? What's the outcome of the election, your pre-debate determination?
Well, my heart wants to say it's a landslide win for Trump, but my head says, no, it's not going to be that, especially since you guys just sit there and said 320 electoral votes.
Well, I didn't say that. I said 300.
Okay. I could see him getting over 300, but I think he's just going to eke this one out. I think he's going to squeak it out. But I do think we'll know pretty early on, because I think he's going to win the states that are on the East Coast that he'll need to win, and basically have it sewed up before we even get to the Sun Belt states.
I don't know. I mean, Pennsylvania has already come out and said, we're not going to have anything on election night.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, really? How do you know? Why? What's going to happen? Why wouldn't you know? And then you're like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Georgia would be nice to know. We didn't know that on election night, but it would be interesting to see if they're able to pull that out and to make that known. But Michigan and Wisconsin, those are ones that we could potentially have by the time the 10 o'clock or so, I would think, 10 o'clock our time. CNN was covering this story that is out there right now on Kamala Harris in the 2019 thing. And I want you to...
Harris releasing details of her
policy. Let's listen to Aaron Burnett here for a second.
First time on her campaign website. A K-File investigation has uncovered, meantime, a 2019 questionnaire. And in this questionnaire, Harris laid out some much more liberal stances, among them on immigration. So in 2019, in what K-File found, she said she would cut funding to ICE, writing, quote, our immigrant detention system is out of control, and I believe we must end the unfair incarceration of thousands of individuals, families, and children. I was one of the first senators after President Trump was elected to advocate for a decrease in funding to ICE. Well, now, of course, she's touting the Biden administration's executive order to crack down on the border. K-File's Andrew Kaczynski joins me now. Andrew, that's pretty incredible on its own when you're talking about what you found here on ICE. What else did you find?
Yeah, and this was a questionnaire that she filled out for the ACLU, and this questionnaire is really an interesting snapshot in time of that 2019 Democratic primary. Kamala Harris was trying to get to the left of Bernie Sanders. She was trying to get to the left of Elizabeth Warren, and you really see that in a lot of these answers, and I want to walk our viewers through a little bit of what she said. Let's just take immigration and look at what she said here. She said on immigration, she made this open-ended pledge to end immigrant detention. She said she supported taxpayer funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She also said
that is such a wild statement. Taxpayer funded, generally speaking, boo. Gender care, and transition surgeries for, what's the trifecta? Detained migrants. There's like one half of a person that this applies to, but she needs to make sure that everybody understands I'm for that person. Not he or she, because you don't know.
Right. You can't say a pronoun.
Taxpayer-funded gender care and transition surgeries for detained migrants. So if you want to get a gender, if you want to get a transitionary surgery, you just come to America and make sure you get detained, which is the hard part.
This is the kind of thing that we and other right-wing, right-leaning people, especially in the media, will get yelled at because they say, this isn't even a concern for Americans. This is CNN reporting on what Kamala Harris chose to say. We didn't make it up. This is them saying it.
When the Harris campaign's like, they got the ACLU papers, they're like, There's more.
Taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She actually said she supported
that. She wrote and answered in the affirmative when she was asked this. Oh. And she said she also supported it for federal prisoners. Now, she also pledged to slash immigration detention by 50%, close all family and private facilities, and decrease funding for ICE, and then the end ICE detainers with local law enforcement.
I mean, these are things that, you know, it would be hard to think that you would come up with taxpayer funding gender transitions for.
I mean, when you listen to Aaron Burnett going, are you kidding me? Like, this is CNN. How am I supposed to defend this? Even I can't defend this. They're sitting there going like, it's like you put, what are those things where you fill in the blanks?
Mad libs.
It's the Mad Lib of Democratic policies.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Taxpayer-funded gender transitionary surgeries for immigrants. What kind of immigrants? Detained.
For detained migrants. And yet this, as you say, written and verbally. Mm-hmm. You know, what else, you know, did you find?
Well, let's take a look at her answer here on drugs. She got asked about, this is the question from the ACLU was, since drug use is better addressed as a public health issue through treatment and other programming, will you support the decriminalization at the federal level of all drug possession for personal use? And Harris answers yes. Now, what would that mean? Well, I mean, the federal all drug possession, that's not just marijuana, which she alluded to in her answer to this question, but it also would mean,
yes, federal level all drug possession,
fentanyl, crack,
use.
You know, yes. Cocaine, things like that. Yeah.
Have they responded to you on her changes on these issues?
So we did put this question to the Harris campaign about the entire ACLU questionnaire, and the Harris campaign didn't answer any questions from CNN. Instead, they just provided a statement from an unnamed Harris campaign advisor.
From an unnamed campaign.
It wasn't even somebody who'd go on record.
It was probably Joe Biden.
That just said, the vice president's positions have been shaped by 3 years of effective governance as part of the Biden-Harris administration. Now, they declined.
And it's quoted as unnamed Harris advisor.
Yes, it is.
On the CNN screen.
To CNN to elaborate on what those positions were. And then they also provided this statement, which they attributed to a spokesperson saying, as president, she will take that same pragmatic approach, focusing on common sense solutions for the sake of progress. So where does she stand on this all this questionnaire today? We don't know, and they won't say.
And scene. Here's the question. What we have heard, all we know from the Harris campaign, from, like I said, a rando inside the campaign, we don't know who it is. All we know from them is that everything that she said beforehand, in 3.5 years, she's changed it completely. So what the hell are you voting on right now? If she's running to be the president right now, you're telling me in 3.5 years, you can be like, well, she's had a lot of experience now.
Yeah,
she's just changed all of her opinions on it.
You're just voting on joy. It's just joy that they asked all these questions of the Harris campaign, got back an anonymous note that was one sentence long that said, we're still thinking about it. Like, that's it. That's all it was. Plus that policy about drugs that they were trying to get an answer on. That policy alone is unpopular in places like downtown Portland, Oregon, where they are going in the reverse of having had that policy. You're not winning over anybody by saying that now, but that's why they're reconsidering, because all those things they were saying before, they're realizing they don't really work, even with Democrats, and now they're reconsidering.
It's not good for her, but she could still win.
Sure she can.
Which is evident by what a lot of people are saying in their comments to today's poll. How will the presidential election end? In a landslide, or it's going to be close? And you have to tell us which one gets a landslide or gets the close, ekes out the close win. Everybody's worried about what's going to happen on election night. I sure hope the Republicans have done everything they can in order to combat the types of things that were made legal before the 2020 election due to COVID measures. And that if it's legal and the Democrats are doing it, we better be doing it times two. Go chase those ballots. Go get those ballots. Check out Turning Point Actions. Chase the vote if you're interested in getting involved. And then you will sleep better at night knowing that you did something. I'll tell you that. Let's take a quick break. More of those votes coming in. How will the presidential election end? In a landslide or a close win? If you were on the YouTube channel with us and you got dumped, go back. I accidentally made it private. I was trying to do something. I messed it up. I was doing too many things at once. What can I say? Come back and say hi to us on the YouTube channel. Vote. Leave a
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Comment. We'd love to hear what you have to think about this. We'll be back in just a minute. I was just telling Ryan about the bass line of this song. Seeing Chris Stapleton and George Strait in Ohio Stadium was one of the coolest things I've ever experienced.
I bet that's cool.
And it takes like that. I mean, I might as well climb a mountain to get me to go to that big of a concert. We were on what was probably the 30-yard line of the field in Ohio Stadium, which my husband is a huge and very sad currently Notre Dame football fan. George Strait. That's why we were there. I adore Chris Stapleton. Like, I'm like a moth to the flame. I see it and I'm just like, okay, let's go. I want to hear it. I want more. And so it was a perfect concert for the two of us. And I think he saw George Strait one time at maybe, am I making this up? Was he ever at like a Kix Fest or something? I don't know. I think he saw George Strait one other time. But you never, George Strait, like, he's not going to do a ton of more concerts. So you get to go out and see him. He did so many songs. It was so great. But every once in a while, he would look around. And if you are not an Ohio State Buckeye fan, you know, but you're into college sports, especially football, every once in a while he'd look around and he was just disgusted to be there. It was, oh,
really?
Oh gosh, yes. There's Michigan and Ohio State. If you know anything about either one of them, you know which one you hate more. Everybody has an opinion about that. If you're not a Notre Dame fan, everybody hates Notre Dame. You just what you do. If you're Notre Dame, I am married into this, so this is an observation. It could be a little bit off, but this is my in the wild anecdotal observation. As a Notre Dame fan, you are just used to perpetually being good and competitive and showing up and having all the fanfare, and you've got NBC who's broadcasting all of your games and so on and so forth and has forever. And there's just a little bit of an extra arrogance that goes around, an earned arrogance, but annoying to everybody else. Everybody else hates Notre Dame. But Ohio State, man. You go to Ohio State and they will remind you that it is the Ohio State. And you're like, okay, I get it. They're like, no, we're serious. And you're like, I get it. It's just the way it is. So for him being in Ohio State, I said to him at one point, I'm like, this has got to be pretty cool for you. This is a pretty iconic place, like huge, huge football school. And he was like, he couldn't even stomach it.
See, that's the way I feel about country music in general. But that beginning of that song, I really liked that. It sounded a little more bluesy.
Oh, yes.
Than country, but when he starts singing it, it moves into country a little bit more.
Chris Stapleton is very Southern rock into blues.
I can appreciate that.
And that's right where I live. Love that. And I like John Mayer is my favorite artist, and he does a lot of pop stuff, and he's done some kind of folk music. He's got a couple great albums like that, but he's best when he's blues.
How does George Strait sound?
Great.
Still good?
Oh my gosh.
Because he's a legend. I don't even know him that well.
10 out of 10.
But I just looked at him up, 72 years old.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of legends like that, Paul McCartney's one that comes to mind that I've never seen that I would really like to see. But it's just at this point to say I saw him.
Does he hold up?
Not really.
That's not there yet?
I mean, it's not bad because obviously he's got the greatest musicians in the world and team with him. But he's just, doesn't sound like he
But
used
you would
to.
Get to say I saw
But you'd
Palmer.
See Paul McCartney. And I thought maybe George Strait were the same, but it sounds like he's still...
I was totally prepared for that. Granted, I was there for the Chris Stapleton part and then supported... I love George Strait too, but not enough to pack up my bags and go outside of my husband's love for him. Sounded exactly like he does on the recordings. I mean, he's absolutely singing all the songs. I didn't know this, but Chris Stapleton wrote a lot of songs for people before he started recording them on his own.
Cool.
So he wrote songs for George Strait. He told a story on the stage. I hope I get the story correct. That he got a phone call. I think that George Strait was going to do one of his songs that he had written. And like as that happened, I think they were living in like a small 3-bed house or whatever it was. And they had some like pipes breaking and their basement was flooding. And he's like, this song paid for us to fix our basement. He said that story on the air, something to that extent, which is kind of cool. I mean, these big superstars that don't have to worry about where their next dollar's coming from and they're able to set aside of money to know that the vast majority of them probably know a level of need that the people who didn't choose to pursue their artistic dreams, when you're starting off like that and you're trying to land somewhere, you're not making a lot of money.
Oh, no. You're living on people's couches in Nashville.
Or in a van.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We because of the music show stuff that I did for a brief period, we learned a lot about the business behind it and how few people ever, not just make it big, but ever make a living in music. Like, it is really, really tough. And so many people go to Nashville. It's neat because you do have just this flood of people that go to Nashville. It's one of the only places left. Atlanta has a little bit of this, where people really do show up, and they're just a songwriter, and they're just a singer, and they play at the Bluebird, and they're just trying to get noticed. And most of them are really good, and they never make it anyway. The fact that he was able to both write songs and then turn himself into an artist is exceedingly rare.
It's always interesting when you start learning. There were songs that I remember, it would be like Christina Aguilera, this is during high school, and Kelly Clarkson, and maybe Britney Spears or whatever. Every once in a while, you'd hear one of them doing a song, you're like, oh, I thought this was this artist, but it's really that one, and you realize the same person's writing the songs.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, it got recorded by one or the other. But very cool. Chris Stapleton I've seen a lot of John Mayer concerts, and I'm big fan of that, but that was the coolest concert. Just in total, it was a country music festival or something. I think Little Big Town played right before Stapleton came on, and then George Strait closed, but we didn't stay for the festival. Was not my thing. Not his thing either. What's the biggest concert? What's the biggest event you've ever gone to?
There's an internet thing floating around. If you've seen this, a lot of my friends are posting this different. Yeah, it's just pictures of them at Burning Man in that dome, whatever goes on in there. I don't even know.
Yes, you do.
Asking the question, you know, like first concert you ever went to, best concert you ever went to and all that. And one of the last questions on there is artist that you're glad you saw.
Yeah.
And the one that I always come back to is Roger Waters. Now, politically.
Is that Pink Floyd?
Yeah.
Okay.
Roger Waters. And I've seen the drummer, too, Nick Mason. I've never seen David Gilmour.
So are they individual acts when you saw them?
They are all. Yeah, they don't tour together anymore. They all hate each other. But
that's sad.
Seeing them do like the full wall, like Roger Waters did the wall in total, built the wall throughout the entire show on the stage at Scott Trade Center. I have no idea what he believes about the wall because you never know where that guy lands on stuff. But it was an amazing show. It was very theatric and obviously loved the music. And, you know, these guys are in their 80s, so don't know how much more touring they're going to do.
What about you, Brad?
I don't really do concerts. So the largest event I've ever been to was the Indy 500. And that's hundreds of thousands of people. And you've got a 2.5-mile course. And I've never been to a racetrack before where they have seating on the inside and the outside, like bleacher seating. You know, you'll have people standing or whatever. And then on the inside, there's a golf course. So this is this huge track. And you go there and it's just dripping with history because the race is well over 100 years old. This is like it used to, they call it the granddaddy of them all. It's the one that all the manufacturers, all the wild cards, everybody would bring their car out. And if you won the Indy 500, you had the best make, model, brand car, whatever. So it's really cool as a racing person to go and see all that history and see all that sort of thing.
I didn't expect to bring this up, but since we're talking about music, it's something that actually you had said during Wiggins America, if you wouldn't mind turning my sound on real quick. This is something that I clipped from Wiggins America. This is blowing up right now. It's why I got to play.
I'm done. I'm leaving.
So this is
I'm going to the debate watch party. I'm tailgating.
I'd like to smell that right now.
Shut up.
Okay. So if you remember listening to Wiggins America.
Did you do something with this already?
You remember hearing that quote.
I want you to put this type of ingenuity and effort into the things we ask you to do for your job.
I just want to play it one more time.
Kill I'd like to smell that right now.
Yeah. So she said that, and it was a nice clean
cut. I didn't
cut
say that.
Right
That's
there.
AI.
No, it's not.
That's
that
not
was real.
Real.
You can get the podcast.
It's not real. No, you can't. I'm taking it down.
You can't.
No, tell the person who's in
right
charge
now.
Of the podcast not to put that one up.
I will, and he may decide against it. But because
I hate this, and you know I hate this.
She had no idea. Nobody has. No. Not a single person has any idea what I'm doing
Let's
right now.
Let's listen to what Nikki Haley has to say.
No.
Right now. Everybody wants to know what Nikki Haley thinks right now.
So during,
I am the only one who wants to know what Nikki Haley thinks right now. Let's listen in. This is my show.
No, during the Jim Carafano interview, you know, somebody put together a beat and like took that and made it. It's an internet sensation now.
It's not an internet sensation.
It is.
We could keep it off the internet if you keep it off the show.
Check out what they did with this quote.
I'd like to smell that right now.
Okay. Now listen to this, what they've put together.
You're in trouble. I'd like to smell that right now.
I'd like to smell that right now.
I'd like to smell that right now.
Smell that, smell that.
I'd like to smell that right now.
Smell that.
I'd like to smell that right now.
Smell that, smell that. Smell that, smell that, smell that.
I'd like to smell that right now.
Smell that, smell that.
Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now.
That is blowing up. That is number one on Apple Music right now. That last part's not true.
Shush, you're done. Have you made the next question intro for Friday yet? Get out of here right now! Get out! Go! Go to your room!
I had our voice guy voice it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Prove it.
Okay.
Do you?
It's going to take me a minute, but...
Guess what?
I don't have it done.
Out, buddy.
I don't have it done, but I did have him voice it. And if you really want to hear it, it'll just be
we asked
the guy
you
talking.
To do this 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
two weeks ago, I said something in the first. No, it was the third segment of the show today, and you have created a remix.
Okay. Here is our voice guy saying that.
Saying what? Better.
I'd like to smell that right now.
Oh shoot! That was a wrong clip.
Stop it!
Shoot.
Go do your job. You want to have fun, but do your job first.
I'm having a good time.
I know you are, but why am I?
Kill
I'd like to smell that right now.
You suck. Kill
I'd like to smell that right
now. Okay, go to break. Get out of here.
Let me see if I can find that thing there.
Yeah, let's.
That's just taking too long.
This is a palate cleanse.
Just taking too long.
The whole song now. Yeah, it's because you didn't do it. You're feigning like you're browsing through files that don't exist.
Ooh. No, I can't. I have it, but we'd have to weed through him talking about
Trans-Siberian
Orchestra and the debate stuff. It's all in one big file.
He's emailing Big Voice Guy right now. I'm like, I need you to send this fast, and I'm sending $10 Venmo your way. Need it right now in the next 2 minutes. How creative you are, Ryan, when you choose to. Chris Stapleton, let's go. I'd like to smell that right now. I'd like to smell that right now. I had to go to the bathroom real quick, and they were playing I don't know if it's Camel X. I think it's the Dave Glover Show. They were talking about the debate, and I thought, I'm going to just stay here and listen to what they're talking about.
They talk about politics over there. We don't do that.
I don't really know what they do because they're on opposite us. Yeah. Not usually something that you say about what's going on elsewhere, but I thought, should I go back into that studio and continue to get raked over the coals? For the big Annie Fry Show trivia, what was Annie talking about when she said the now famous quote? And you'll have to, I guess, go back to listen to the podcast.
No, Brad turned me off. Usually he turns me on.
Oh, no.
Now I want the remix of that. Go.
No, that's up to you. You no. Go. No, you have to do that
No,
one.
I have people.
Guess, no, no,
guess,
no.
Guess
no,
what,
you don't.
Ryan? Guess
I'm
what,
that
Ryan?
People.
I know. Go.
No, no. Oh. Ryan doesn't do that to Ryan. Ryan does that to Annie.
You know what I'll do? I'll get D to the C to do it, who beat you in a throwdown on some sort of image off that you guys had.
D to the C is a pretty decent friend of mine.
Yeah, he is.
And well, I don't think he would do that to me.
He's a very decent
He's a good
friend.
And decent man. I don't think he would do that.
What do you offer him in return?
We just sort of...
Cream pies?
No.
It's like a euphemism.
Yeah, no. No. Not even close. Nothing in that orbit. Let's go listen to somebody else.
Why is the whole Annie Fry Show in the bathroom listening to the Dave Glover Show? It's because we can't get along.
We're going
to
do a live remote from the Odyssey restroom.
Not the in the
gender
same
neutral one.
We'll have to
over by the boss's office.
Zoom it.
That one has a sign on the door that says, keep in mind this bathroom is used by both sexes.
I don't want to talk about it because every time I'm in there, I'm like, It's going to change. I didn't want to talk about it because if you talk about it, it's going to get changed.
I always think, what happened in here that they needed to have that sign up?
You've never... I don't know how often you go in there and sit down. Maybe it's 100% of the time.
I do a lot of my show prep in there.
It shows. I would not like to smell that. Stinks up the Annie Fry Show, weekdays noon to 3.
I keep playing it, but he's got my sound down. There's nothing I can do.
Well, I guess you know whose side he's on, at least for right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless I leave again. I need to fill time.
I told him, please put it back up. And he's like, all right. Shake that body. I'd like to smell that right now. It's a nice remix. It was good. We didn't even
do you
plan
remember,
it.
Do you remember what I was talking about when
yeah,
I said
Yeah, you
that?
Were talking about Curve, the cologne.
Mm-hmm.
Of which Brad and I have not determined whether we ever did. You we don't wear Curve, did we? Did
we didn't wear
we? We don't.
What are you talking about?
Neither one of us wore Curve.
I feel uncomfortable. You want me to leave?
You wore Cool Ranch Dorito or something, right? What was it called?
French fries?
No, it was what was it called? Cool something.
Cool water.
Cool water. Cool water. And I wore Tommy. And I had that Tommy for so long, and it was a big bottle.
CK1, that was one of the ones that I forgot.
I remember that was like a $65 bottle of cologne that I wore
two
times.
You probably still have.
Well, it was years later that I still had it, because I thought, this is so expensive, I can't throw it away. And then I tried spraying it, and it just reeked. It was
it
all
smelled like
old.
The alcohol or whatever it was that made it evaporate
on like,
contact.
Oh, no, what a waste.
If you were wearing cologne in the 80s, the 90s, or the early aughts, I'd be curious to what kind of cologne y'all were wearing. Because I remember Aspen was one. Do you remember that?
I remember the word. I remember it as a city.
You're affirming that it exists. Yeah. As
I don't
a
remember
word.
The scent itself.
For girls, there was Curve for girls.
Okay.
So, Mary Catherine Hamm tweeted this out. I don't know. It was like 2 months ago. And she was talking about the perfume that she wore as a high schooler, and she might have had CK1 up there, and I had Candies, and I bought some. It's in here. Because I couldn't remember what the smell was, but I remember it being like super... I'm going to get it out here, because I bought it, and I thought it was like $14 or something like that on Amazon. Come on, where are you
Do
at?
You wear it?
Sometimes, yeah.
Candies?
Yeah. I thought I was like $14, $16 for a bottle on Amazon Candies. It's not that it's like a super expensive thing. I thought this is probably a big bottle last me forever.
Tiny. Yep.
But smell it.
These little things, they have pictures of them online.
Put it on your wrist. That's how you have to smell it right. It won't smell the same in the bottle. Just pull it off, weakling.
There it goes. All right, let's put this on my wrist like a proper gentleman.
You're gonna have
people are gonna smell at me tonight and being like, dang, dude. Ready?
Yeah. That was a bad throw. Smell it.
Smells like candies.
There you go.
Perfume and cologne to me smells the same.
You have a bad nose though, don't you?
I do. I've had two sinus surgeries.
Yeah.
So it just smells like
Can you
good.
Smell that right now, Brad, in mm-hmm. the room?
Not yet.
Oh, man, I do. How much did you put on, dude?
I just put a little on my wrist.
This is so 1990s. Like, ooh.
Oh, no. Is it going to reek tonight? This was always what I was worried about when I was
Ethan,
there.
Tell us what you think. Can you smell
Can
it?
Can you smell it?
When you walk in the room?
No, not really. Keep doing that, though. Keep violently shaking your wrist at me. See if it... Now it's coming.
Maybe not a little like bit. That.
No, nothing. I got nothing.
Do you wear cologne?
I was just actually having this conversation with the other producer, Tyler, out there. I wear cologne for semi-special occasions and up. Otherwise, I just wear, like, body spray.
Is work a semi-special occasion?
No.
Good.
It's not.
If everybody here were wearing cologne and perfume, that would be a problem.
I get more self-conscious when I wear something than when I don't. Like, I'm thinking, are people going to think about fact that I'm trying?
Clip it now!
And just to be Clip clear, for when they make it a remix, I'm not talking about clothes.
No, we're not
I'm talking
making,
about cologne.
There's no they make it a
Sense.
Remix. You are remix guy.
And that's why I'm not going to do it. It won't happen.
Somebody out there needs to take that clip and do something spectacular with it and send it to me on X or something.
I will say that whenever I walk past somebody, usually a woman, wearing perfume, I'm always really impressed. Like, wow. You really went the extra
like you
mile.
You've got it together.
Yeah.
That's why I wear perfume.
You did something special today. I probably have thought that about you, but we're across the studio from each other, so I never smell it because my sniffer's so bad.
Cologne of choice, Ethan?
I like American Crew. So I don't know what the specific kind is from American Crew that I wear, but anything American Crew.
How long have you had the bottle that you use?
Oh, geez. I don't know. A handful of years at least. I mean... It's been a while.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's the go-to cologne, Ryan? First of all, is there an occasion that you would go, it's a cologne night? Special occasion, anniversary? Is there one that Mrs. Wiggins prefers?
Right now, no. But I got a bottle
of... You said that so sadly.
Yeah. I really think...
Don't you think she would like it, though, if you had a nice cologne?
I think she would just comment on it so much that it would become too much of a focal point. It's supposed to exist kind of in the background. It's supposed to make things kind of nice.
That's a you thing. That's how much you put on. That's not a her.
That's probably true. I can't tell. It's like we just did with the wrist. Did I put on too much? I don't know. That's why I'm concerned about
it. A little dabble, do you?
I did some research. Nine by American Crew.
Nine by American Crew.
By American Crew.
What do you have a cologne sitting somewhere right now?
Yeah, I got a bottle of Johnny Donkin.
Is that a real thing?
And the Funky Bunch.
Probably smells like pee. Yeah. I feel like it probably smells...
Johnny Donkin and the Funky Bunch.
Is that a real thing? I don't know. It sounds like something you do. I would not like to smell that.
A bottle of...
I'm just saying words.
I don't even know
what I'm talking about.
I mean, same. I'm right there with you. I don't know what you're doing.
That's what half of the show is, at least the 2 o'clock hour. You're just asking me questions and me just making things up.
I know, but usually
my cologne of choice is
I'm
Johnny
in.
Duncan and the Funky Bunch.
That came later, and usually I'm in on the bologna sausage of the conversation. I don't... That sounds like something you do.
No. It smells like... You ever just taken a big roll of uncut salami? Just roll, you know, rubbed it all over your chest? That's what Johnny Duncan is.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't done that?
Oh, man. I got to go ask Steve if I'm allowed to fire you. How will the presidential election end? 37% of you say close Trump win. 31% say Trump landslide win. And it's 16% and 16% Kamala Harris landslide or close Kamala Harris win. So 32% of you are calling for a Kamala win, and the other two-thirds are saying it's Trump. Tonight, we're going to know so much more. Subscribe to the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Watch party tonight on the Annie Fry YouTube channel and the broadcast right here at 97.1 FM Talk. How about Mark Reardon up next? I'd like to smell that right now. I had to go to the bathroom real quick, and they were playing the, I don't know if it's Camel X, I think it's the Dave Glover show. They were talking about the debate, and I thought, I'm going to just stay here and listen to what they're talking about.
They talk about politics over there. We don't do that.
I don't really know what they do because they're on opposite us. Yeah. Not usually something that you say about what's going on elsewhere, but I thought, should I go back into that studio and continue to get raked over the coals? For the big Annie Fry show trivia, what was Annie talking about when she said the now famous quote? And you'll have to, I guess, go back to listen to the podcast.
No, Brad turned me off. Usually he turns me on.
Oh, no.
Now I want the remix of that. Go.
No, that's up to you. You no. go. No, you have to do that.
No,
one.
I have people.
Guess, no, no,
guess,
no.
Guess
no,
what,
you don't.
Ryan? Guess
I'm
what,
that
Ryan?
People.
I know. Go.
No, no, no. Ryan doesn't do that to Ryan. Ryan does that to Annie.
You know what I'll do? I'll get D to the C to do it, who beat you in a throwdown on some sort of image off that you guys had.
D to the C is a pretty decent friend of mine.
Yeah, he is.
And well, I don't think he would do that to
he's
me.
He's a very decent
He's a good
friend.
And decent man. I don't think he would do that.
What do you offer him in return?
We just sort of
cream pies.
No,
it's like a euphemism.
Yeah, no, no, not even close. Nothing in that orbit. Let's go listen to somebody else.
Why is the whole Annie Fry show in the bathroom listening to the Dave Glover show? It's because we can't get along.
We're going to do a live remote from the Odyssey restroom.
Not
the
in the same
gender
one.
Neutral one.
We'll have to like,
over by the boss's office.
Zoom it.
That one has a sign on the door that says, keep in mind this bathroom is used by both sexes.
I don't want to talk about it because every time I'm in there, I'm like, It's going to change. I didn't want to talk about it because if you talk about it, it's going to get changed.
I always think, what happened in here that they needed to have that sign up?
You've never, I don't know how often you go in there and sit down. Maybe it's 100% of the time.
I do a lot of my show prep in there.
It shows. I would not like to smell that. Stinks up the Annie Fry show weekdays noon to three.
I keep playing it, but he's got my sound down. There's nothing I can do.
Well, I guess you know whose side he's on, at least for right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless I leave again. I need to fill time.
I told him, please put it back up. He's like, all right. Shake that body. I'd like to smell that right now. It's a nice remix. It was good. We didn't even
play remember,
it.
Do you remember what I was talking about when
yeah,
I said
yeah, you
that?
Were talking about Curve, the cologne.
Mm-hmm.
Of which Brad and I have not determined whether we ever did. You we don't wear Curve, did we? Did
we didn't wear
what? We don't.
What are you talking about?
Neither one of us wore Curve.
Do you, I feel uncomfortable. You want me to leave?
You wore Cool Ranch Dorito or something, right? What was it called?
French fries?
No, it was what was it called? Cool something.
Cool water.
Cool water. Cool water. And I wore Tommy. And I had that Tommy for so long, and it was a big bottle.
CK1, that was one of the ones that I forgot about.
I remember that was like a $65 bottle of cologne that I wore two times.
You probably still have.
Well, it was years later that I still had it because I thought, this is so expensive, I can't throw it away. And then I tried spraying it, and it just reeked. It was
all old. It smelled like the alcohol or whatever it was
yeah.
that made it evaporate
on
contact.
I was like, oh no, what a waste.
If you were wearing cologne in the 80s, the 90s, or the early aughts, I'd be curious to what kind of cologne y'all were wearing. Because I remember Aspen was one. Do you remember that?
I remember the word. I remember it as a city.
You're affirming that it exists. Yes. As a
I don't remember
word.
The scent itself.
For girls, there was Curve for girls.
Okay.
So, Mary Catherine Hamm tweeted this out. I don't know. It was like 2 months ago. And she was talking about the perfume that she wore as a high schooler, and she might have had CK1 up there, and I had Candies, and I bought some. It's in here because I couldn't remember what the smell was, but I remember it being like super. I'm gonna get it out here because I bought it, and I thought it was like $14 or something like that on Amazon. Come on,
do you wear it?
Sometimes, yeah.
Candies?
Yeah. I thought, I was like $14, $16 for a bottle on Amazon candies. It's not that it's like a super expensive thing. I thought this is probably a big bottle, last me forever.
Tiny. Yep.
But smell it.
These little things, they have pictures of them online.
Put it on your wrist. That's how you have to smell it right. It won't smell the same in the bottle. Just pull it off, weakling.
There it goes. All right, let's put this on my wrist like a proper gentleman.
You're gonna have.
People are gonna smell at me tonight, being like, "Dang, dude." Ready?
Yeah, that was a bad throw. Smell it.
Smells like candies.
There you go.
All perfume and cologne to me. Smells the same.
You have a bad nose, though, don't you?
I do. I've had two sinus surgeries.
Yeah.
So it just smells like
Can you
good.
Smell that right now, Brad, in the room?
Not yet.
Oh, man, I do. How much did you put on, dude?
I just put a little on my wrist.
This is so 1990s. Like, ooh.
No, is it going to reek tonight? This was always what I was worried about when I was
Ethan, there. Tell us what you think. Can you smell it? When you walk in the room?
No, not really. Keep doing that, though. Keep violently shaking your wrist at me. See if it... Now it's coming.
Maybe not like that.
No, nothing. I got nothing.
Do you wear cologne?
I was just actually having this conversation with the other producer, Tyler, out there. I wear cologne for semi-special occasions and up. Otherwise, I just wear, like, body spray.
Is work a semi-special occasion?
No.
Good.
It's not.
If everybody here were wearing cologne and perfume, that would be a problem.
I get more self-conscious when I wear something than when I don't. Like, I'm thinking, are people going to think about fact that I'm trying?
Clip it now.
And just to be clear, for when they make it a remix, I'm not talking about clothes.
No, we're not.
I'm talking about cologne.
There's no they make it a remix. You are remix guy.
And that's why I'm not going to do it. It won't happen.
Somebody out there needs to take that clip and do something spectacular with it. And send it to me on X or something.
I will say that whenever I walk past somebody, usually a woman, wearing perfume, I'm always really impressed. Like, wow, you really went the extra mile.
You've got it together.
Yeah.
That's why I wear perfume.
You did something special today. I probably have thought that about you, but we're across the studio from each other, so I never smell it because my sniffer's so bad.
Cologne of choice, Ethan?
I like American Crew. So I don't know what the specific kind is from American Crew that I wear, but anything American Crew.
How long have you had the bottle that you use?
Oh, geez. I don't know. A handful of years at least. I mean, it's been a while.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's the go-to cologne, Ryan? First of all, is there an occasion that you would go, it's a cologne night? Special occasion, anniversary? Is there one that Mrs. Wiggins prefers?
Right now, no. But I got a bottle
of... You said that so sadly.
Yeah. I really
don't you think she would like it, though, if you had a nice cologne?
I think she would just comment on it so much that it would become too much of a focal point. It's supposed to exist kind of in the background. It's supposed to make things kind of nice.
That's a you thing. That's how much you put on. That's not a her.
That's probably true. I can't tell. I can't tell. It's like we just did with the wrist. Did I put on too much? I don't know. That's why I'm concerned about it.
A little dabble, do you?
I did some research. Nine by American Crew.
What do you have a cologne sitting somewhere right now?
Yeah, I got a bottle of Johnny Donkin.
Is that a real thing?
And the Funky Bunch.
Probably smells like pee. Yeah. I feel like it probably smells.
Johnny Donkin and the Funky Bunch.
Is that a real thing? I don't know. It sounds like something you do. I would not like to smell that.
A bottle of
I'm just saying words. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I'm right there with you. I don't know what you're doing.
That's what half of the show is, at least the 2 o'clock hour. You just ask me questions and me just making things up.
I know, but usually
my cologne of choice is Johnny Duncan and the Funky Bunch.
That came later, and usually I'm in on the bologna sausage of the conversation. I don't... That sounds like something you do.
No. It smells like... You ever just taken a big roll of uncut salami, just roll, you know, rubbed it all over your chest? That's what Johnny Duncan is.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't done that?
Oh, man. Oh, I got to go ask Steve if I'm allowed to fire you. How will the presidential election end? 37% of you say close Trump win. 31% say Trump landslide win. And it's 16% and 16% Kamala Harris landslide or close Kamala Harris win. So 32% of you are calling for a Kamala win, and the other two-thirds are saying it's Trump. Tonight, we're going to know so much more. Subscribe to the Annie Frye YouTube channel. Watch party tonight on the Annie Frye YouTube channel and the broadcast right here at 97.1 FM Talk. How about Mark Reardon up next?
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated.
where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.